gossiping heifer.
Houston, H-Town.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio.
Oh, it's that time. It is time for them heifers. Let me get my other heifer on here, and I want y'all to have mercy. My other heifer is not 100% today. She's got a throbbing headache, and I'm hoping she could just pull it off just for a couple minutes.
I'm trying.
Headache
in my neck, so I don't. This is the second time this has happened this week.
I think it's Negroes. I think that's the problem.
Nah, I don't let Negroes bother me like that. I refuse to have a migraine and neck pain over Negroes. Okay.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is our first time live broadcasting on our Instagram page. Livestream has finally hooked it up where we can stream on three platforms, and Instagram is included. So if you're on our backup page, you can see us live right now. We are on YouTube. So if you guys have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do so now. Like, share, and subscribe. And I'm going to get to it because we have a guest in the building that made a last-minute special appearance on the Heifer Show. We want to welcome in Mr. Mookie G.
Mookie. Hey,
Rocky. I'm a whisper right now because I know you not feeling up to par, so I'm not going to be loud. I'll just whisper to you, okay? Rocky, I don't want to, you know, I know how migraines work, you know, your eyes, it hurt behind your eyes, like you're getting stabbed and stuff, and then all of the pain behind your ear. So I'm going to just whisper. We're going to keep it real light right now. Michelle over there, we see you over there talking to somebody.
I'm sorry. It's the dog. The dog is in here jumping around like she done lost her mind. And I'm like, what the hell you doing in here?
She know I ain't finna fool with her like that. I tell you what, Daddy probably done went to bed too early for her. She not ready to go to bed.
No, she got some energy.
Michelle, I've never seen nobody talk to a dog like that. Most people do that to a kid, but a dog?
She's a kid.
She's a big kid.
Okay. I've never seen such a thing.
Yeah, that's how we black folks talk to our animals.
Spiritual said, check your blood pressure, and I'm okay. We'll take care of that when we get off. But I know Mookie, you were very moved by a story that hit the internet early this morning, and you had an immediate response to the Jada Pickett interview with Hoda from the Today Show, where she revealed she's got a new book out called Worthy, and of course,
Worthy.
I got other words for that book.
I think we need to retitle that book, but go ahead. I digress. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So part of her PR is, you know, she's telling stuff about her book. Hoda read the book already, and she's like, I had to reread a portion of the book that said you and Will have been separated since 2016. And she's just all smirk.
Yeah, that's the same smirk she had after Will slapped Chris Rock. I just want y'all to know it. That's the same smirk.
Yeah.
And then, that matter of fact, speaking of Chris Rock, now knowing this, I wonder why Will did what he did. But flip side is she's still stirring the pot, because you know when there was rumors out about me and Will getting divorced. Well, Chris asked me out. How convenient to bring that up right now. So Mookie, I gotta get your thoughts.
I got a lot of thoughts on this. I got a lot of thoughts. On this, it's a lot to unpack here. Okay. First off, all right. So I want to start off by, I want to talk to Will Smith real quick. Brother, you need to go ahead on and go to a lawyer immediately. Matter of fact, we know you got a lawyer on retainer. Just call him up, tell him to write up that paperwork, print it out so you can sign it and send it to Jada immediately. Yeah. Sir, leave. Save yourself from all this trouble and headache, sir. Run away. Okay, run the hell. Don't look back, you know, pass, go collect $200, all that Monopoly stuff. Go straight, go to jail if you got to. Get your ass away from her. She is your problem.
Okay? He's not going to do it, though. You know, I was just telling Michelle about why his first wife divorced him. And it was because he was running behind his low-life heifer. He has always had a thing for Jada. He went to that party looking to meet Jada, but he met his first wife, the sane one, with the only sane child that he has. And she couldn't deal with the running around behind this little hussy. This is what I call karma, though. You know, sometimes we think something else is better and it ain't.
At all.
He was finding out what he chased after for so many years wasn't better than what he had. Now, he, for one, I'm going to keep saying he married beneath him. He should have did like Jay-Z did, marry on his level or a woman doing more.
Just a tad bit up.
Yeah. So, but even that, I can't.
She's a nasty person. I will say that she's a nasty thing.
Rocky does not care for Corey Holcomb, but I love watching his show every week. And
you throwing me under the bus with his coat. Look, I told you.
Because I know when I bring him up, you don't really
care. I'm not going to say nothing. I think the man has intelligent things to say sometimes. Right. If he could just separate his hatred or his hurt from women.
Mm-hmm.
I can like him better, but he seems to mix the two up. But he says intelligent things that I can't agree with now.
No, he does. And I promise you, when the situation with Chris Rock happened, he addressed it on his show. What's going on, everybody? He addressed it on his show, and it was basically that Jada Pinkett is a toxic-ass individual, the biggest toxic-ass individual in the industry. And, I mean, he spent at least 20, 30 minutes talking about that situation. And even though I know it could be crass, but I believed every word that man said.
No, she talks. I think she's a narcissist. I think she enjoyed marrying Will, knowing he was going to be on his hands and knees crawling and kissing her ass. Excuse my French, but that's... She didn't want to marry him, but you know what? He does have a better career than me. He's a better actor. Why not?
Listen, she didn't want to... Well, let's take... Since you're already there, she didn't want to marry him. She married him because of her mother. Her mother
and convinced the baby her, and being pregnant.
Right. All of that. So she didn't want to marry him in the first place. Yeah. I mean, you got Willow, who when she was younger wrote a letter and you saw the letter. You all probably did a story on it when she the right. I'll bring Tupac back to life so my mama could be happy again. When you got a child that's writing that, your child know that your mama's not happy. Will, the signs were there for Will. Will has too loyal to women. He didn't divorce his first wife. His first life left him. Yeah. Now he doesn't want to leave this woman. He needs to go ahead and run away and never get married again. This man cannot get married again ever in his life. Man stood up and slapped another man on national television and the world saw it for no damn reason at all. For none whatsoever. The person that he was the one getting slapped the entire time by the woman sitting next to him. This woman has dragged him through the mud on television, on social media, on the red table talk.
She spit on his manhood in public.
Just all over the place. And he's the one that's looking like a fool. He can't go to the Oscars for the next 10 years. He may never win an Oscar again. He may have a movie next year that he does outstanding in. Guess what? He'll never win an Oscar for it again. He's going to lose money behind this.
Yeah.
And it's all because of this woman, and that's on him. He needs to get away from her and live his life and never date another woman again.
I definitely want to. Spiritual's correct, and I blame Will for this because she did make it clear she did not want to be a wife. When a woman tells you this man, and you know, I can only tell you how women work.
Right.
When a woman tells you she don't want to be no wife or she don't love you, trust me, she mean it.
She mean it.
Because if a woman cares, look, when we women love you, respect is automatic.
Exactly.
You can fuck up 100 times, but if we love you, we will work through it and find a way to forgive you.
That part.
She has no respect, no love. She never wanted him. And Will wanted her so bad. He probably did what some women do. Got her pregnant on purpose. I don't know, because men do it too. And right there with his mama, with her mama, you need to get married. He should have never married him, but I still say he did come from a toxic upbringing.
Yes.
And this is what probably attracted him to a toxic person, because this is all he knows.
Because I was reading, because I have not read Will Smith's book, and I choose not to read Jada's. But
I ain't reading that.
I ain't reading that either, but I haven't read the memoir yet, but there were some highlights I found, basically that I didn't know that he paid his father's back child support to his mother because his mother was not going to let that go. $140,000. He committed, he had suicidal thoughts. He also fell in love with his co-actor on Six Degrees of Separation. Remember the girl who played?
Yes, the white girl.
Yes, in Grease.
Yeah, yeah. The older woman, yes.
She played Rizzo. Yeah, yeah. And,
look at me, I'm Sandra B. If y'all don't know who we talking about, that's who we talking about.
Yeah. Will Smith admitted that he's like, he's one of those, he loves hard. He falls hard for people.
Yeah.
He said that he falls hard for people, but he don't need to fall again. Hard for nobody else because he falls.
I was just saying he got to be a September Libra because this ain't no October Libra shit. But that is one of the things, and I'm glad. I don't know what that man's moon sign is, but I do know Libras love love.
Yeah,
we love love, and then too sometimes when we get love, then we get scared and run the other way. I think Will is opposite. He loves love, and I do feel a lot of his upbringing, the toxic, because, man, come on. That man, what, 50-something years old? His mama still bitching about back child support. It shows you the pettiness.
Right? Petty as hell. And look, and she knew her son was paying that money. She was like, I still want that damn money. I still want it. Come on.
He witnessed
that. That showed you the level of pettiness that he was raised in. Besides his daddy choking and beating his mama out, you know, knocking her out.
He contemplated on pushing his daddy, who was diagnosed with cancer at the time and was in the wheelchair. Should I avenge my mother and push this Negro down the steps?
Hey, I get it, though. I get that. I understand.
And like the man that he slapped said, I understand. I shouldn't do it, but I understand.
I understand. But I tell y'all this. Can people stop putting cameras and microphones in front of Jada's face? And can we please stop calling her Smith? Can we just call her Jada Pinkett and take off the Smith from now on?
Call her Jada Ho.
Just, it's Jada Pinkett from now on. Her name ain't Jada Pinkett. Just Jada Pinkett. I ain't even saying the other last name. That's it. I'm divorcing them myself. That's it, babe. I'm sick of her ass.
Well, we divorcing them. Everybody know you are legally divorced, Will Smith.
And how about this? She ain't got alopecia. Cause I know people with alopecia. When you got alopecia, you ain't got no hair on your body. She still got eyebrows. She still got hair. So she be a dying blonde. She got hair. She could do a mohawk if she wanted to.
She would leave. People with alopecia
got the hair. Forehead look like mine, just shiny and bald. That's it, all over the place.
No, but he's right. If she did have alopecia, it could start in certain areas.
Right.
But at that award show, I still say she looked amazing with her shaved head, but you would have saw some holes of skin.
Right. You'd have seen patches. You
didn't see no patches in her head.
Look at the quarterback. As an NFL quarterback that plays for the Arizona Cardinals, he starts. He has alopecia. He has zero hair on his body. Zero. That's alopecia. What she has is hair. She lying. She ain't got alopecia.
It's called I need attention. Alopecia.
Got no damn alopecia. Slap Chris Rock for no damn reason. Somebody ought to do shit. I'm getting mad right now. Shit. I'm starting to get riled up. I was trying to keep myself calm because Rocky got a headache. But right now,
think about your loving family. Your daughter ain't writing no ex-boyfriends of a mama that's dead.
But she up there clean. She ain't cleaning the room right now. So I'm getting mad again. Don't bring her up right now.
I would rather deal my child not cleaning the room than writing a love letter. Oh, Tupac, please come back.
Dear mama,
hey, no. Even if she was, you ain't got to worry about me sticking around. I'm out of here. Hey, bring her back. Do a seance. I'm out this mofo. I got to go. Pack up. I'm packing up my stuff. I'm out of here. Tupac can come on back in.
But you know, this is a toxic trail of Jada. Because also another highlight was back in 2011 when he threw her birthday party. She kind of got on him. I don't know what exactly she got on him about, but they separated afterwards. So your husband plans a birthday party for you. I don't know if the flowers wasn't right, the theme she didn't like, whatever it was.
It was him. She didn't like him. He threw her the birthday party. She walked in. She was like, nigga, you here? You know what? This ain't even the birthday party I want.
Because I don't like
him. That's what it was.
If that had been Tupac throwing that party, he could have had a Henny fountain, right. A bunch of Negro smoking blood. Ooh, baby, I love it.
He could have had a raggedy ass pinata in the back, okay? And that would have been it. Oh, baby, this is beautiful.
I don't understand what Will is doing because I'm going to keep it 100. That's a good looking ass man. You are a tall, good-looking, talented man. Unlike your
thank you. I appreciate you talking about me like that.
You know, don't be rubbing your cutlets when I'm talking about Will
Smith. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about me. I'm sorry.
Jules is not up here. She's in the audience, but she's not up here.
And matter of fact, let me bring up the episode that Mookie just dropped this morning that had my ass in stitches.
Okay, please. But can I finish?
I'm sorry, Rocky. I was rude. My bad.
But I'm just trying to understand what is going on. I need Will to get some mental help because, like I said, he's good looking. He can have a slew of bitches running behind him like he running behind that tired, that's malnutrition, muscle bound bitch. Okay, now back to
what? Too much muscle milk.
He looked like a 10-year-old on steroids.
Time out. Stop. Technical foul. Technical foul.
It ain't no technical foul. But now back to Mookie, and you was talking about his podcast.
Don't bitch at me after that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't even try to. Look, that's what I feel, and that's what I see.
Nah, I'm messing with you.
Go ahead. I saw her on Oprah Winfrey. Cool. I said, "What has she?" Because you know when she was in Shane.
She was cute, soft.
Next thing I see, she's all tight and her neck is all veins popping out. I'm like, girl, what the hell? Is you She-Ra? She's a short little She-Ra. Short little She-Ra. I'm like, it was just too much. You working out too much. And yes, it's coming from a thick bitch. I don't give a damn. I still look soft and supple like a lady.
Oh, that medicine kicking in for Rocky. She's starting to get loose.
Now, I took me some JL Motrins earlier.
Well, let's kick it in. And whatever it is in that glass, Jesus. That Motrin and that Hennessy, mix it in real good.
I don't want no Hennessy. I may beat up somebody. I do take my blood pressure medicine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you took your blood pressure. Okay, I got you.
I take that shit every day. My fat ass is need to lose some weight. I don't want to take it no more.
Okay, gotcha.
Spiritual says she called her Mighty Mouse. But you know what? See, everybody coming out with the true feelings on how they feel about Jada Pinkett. Like I said, I wish I could play some clips from that Corey Holcomb episode when he broke down Jada Pinkett after that damn slap. Oh, it was classic.
I just want Spiritual to know her little thing like this will be in tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I mean, Mookie, I know how you roll, and I know you are a married man with a family. Let's just say that situation was taking place with you, or you were a doormat in the marriage.
Oh, I'd be out.
Exactly.
I'm not waiting around that long.
So do you think with Will's history that it makes it acceptable for him to be, you know, accepting a woman that's not in love with him, disrespecting him and always dragging a marriage out? Because see, some people gonna be on different sides of this, but my thing about it is your relationship, your marriage, your household, you don't need to know all that. You really don't.
Even the children run wild, they be laying up with different folks in their bed. That's something I was not able to do as a teenager. Right. Have a male over and just be laid up in my bed chilling. My daddy would have told my ass all the way up.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Just like you would have told you tear your daughter up. She got some little boy and ain't sitting up in the bed chilling. If you don't get your ass up out of that bed, they do a lot of things that it's just like she let her children run wild. That, you know, oh, I'm going to be free. I don't know what's going on with Will, but Will, like, I agree with you, Mookie. He need to run. He should have been running. And the longer he stays, the more of an ass he looks.
I don't think he can fix anything he's done. That's happened already. What's done is done.
Yeah, because as far as I know, that supposedly he had a long time affair. I mean, there's a lot of things that Will's battling with himself, but I think him hanging on to his image, because if we're separated, why would I appear anywhere publicly with you
for years
and defend you? And the thing about it is, when Chris said what he said, Will was laughing.
He was.
And Jada gave that She-Ra look. She's like, you think
that's that look like, nigga, really?
Yeah. So I think he was just like, I need to do something, although I'm not really legally with my wife anymore.
Yeah, but see, mentally, Will is still married. She not.
Yeah, she gone. She done.
She checked out a long time. She checked out before they said I do. Spiritual was saying that she cried for days, a month after they got married because they were married. Will should have took what she said and moved on. They would have been better off just living together and having these kids and yes. moving on than trying to get married. But Will wants to work it out. Will wants to still be married.
He does. You can tell he does. And I think it's because I think it's because of his parents that he wants his marriages to work. Like, he didn't want to leave his first wife, even though he wanted to be with Jada. And now he doesn't want to leave Jada. It's stupid to me. Just go.
Just as dumb as the reason she gave during the interview. I promised him that I would never divorce him.
Right. That's the stupidest
thing. Don't we all make promises that we can't actually keep?
So I promise you I won't leave you, but I'm not going to promise you that I'm not going to make you look like an ass in public. And that's exactly what she's doing. She's making this man look like an ass in public.
Now I'm gonna tell you something, and forgive me, Spiritual, but she's that toxic Virgo she's the one that made me dislike a lot of Virgos. I've met a lot of Virgos before. I met Spiritual and some other people recently that are Virgos that embody this kind of behavior. Mm-hmm. This toxic, I'm gonna get you, always doing something low life and dirty, underhanded. She mm-hmm. is the epitome of why I did not like fucking Virgos. So let me say that. Because she is showing every sign of every last Virgo that I had encountered before Spiritual, that showed all these constant ass traits.
Spiritual's in a safe zone.
No, I love Spiritual.
Yeah, we know. Spiritual. We know. Oh, we know.
I found out she was a Virgo. I said, no, you ain't. You can't be a Virgo and I like you. This is not going to work. Top of hell. But anyway.
Oh my God. But I mean, that just hit us like a ton of bricks this morning. And when I heard that and saw a couple of clips, and of course I saw your clip, Mookie, I was just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I missed it.
Why?
I got up early cooking breakfast for my nephew.
Damn, I wish I would have had breakfast. Instead, I had to digest that shit. I was pissed. I was like, I know this woman ain't sitting up here embarrassing this man again.
But you know what, but Mookie, can you really be mad with Jada?
I'm mad.
But no, you really got to be more mad with Will, because Will is accepting it and it's public. It's one thing if you're going through this bullshit behind closed doors, neither one of y'all famous. Mm-hmm. So you got, but y'all are both public figures, and Will is a bigger public figure.
I feel sorry for Will. I don't feel, you would think I would feel.
Will's a dumbass that need to get some mental help, okay?
I would be angry at Will, but I'm not. I'm angry at her, and I feel bad for him now, because I was angry at him after the slap. Now I feel sorry for him.
That was a nervous breakdown. That was a breakdown, mental breakdown. And Poe, little Chris Rock got the hand that should have went, and I'm not for domestic violence, but that slap should have been for her. But Will is a grown man. Yeah. Okay, Will is allowing her to do this to him.
How do y'all think this is going to affect Will now? If that was a nervous breakdown for him slapping Chris, what's going to happen? What's happening with Will?
Suicide watch. He's already said he contemplated suicide. He need to be on suicide watch. Somebody needs to call Dr. Phil for him. He needs to get on somebody's couch and really talk about why is he accepting this?
Exactly.
What is it within you that says this is okay for a woman to publicly stomp you that ain't shit compared to you?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, I have to look at Will like, okay.
What the hell is going on with you?
Now, she wrong as hell.
Yeah.
But she's continuing to do it because you are allowing it. If Will would have packed his shit up and left, she couldn't do it no more.
Now, there's been infidelity on both sides. But the thing about my thing with Jada, you chose your child's friend that was going through an illness and already had issues going on.
She's a predator.
You had the magical coochie to cure all. I don't know what the hell's going on in that household. It's a very weird vibe. In the household altogether, you just look at that family as a whole, it's some weird shit going on.
Right. And then everything that we talk about with Will and Jada, it all points to every negative thing we can talk about. It has come from Jada.
Yeah.
Let's name everything that has come from Will that's been negative in the public life. Let's go ahead.
Only thing I can think of would be career wise, the slap number one.
That wouldn't to her. I'm talking about between those two.
Oh, between those two.
Will ain't never said nothing about their relationship. It's always nothing. Been Jada.
Yeah. And if there was, if he did have an affair, have we heard him say who it was, when it was, or anything else?
And I'm sure they were all legal ages and they didn't bang their son already. Ooh, excuse me. Because there's rumors that August and him was supposed to be lovers. And this is why I don't, there's another thing that makes me mad with Jada. I call her a predator because she knew this boy had drug abuse, mental illness. So you saw somebody weak and young and you took advantage of them.
With a nice package.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Let me tell you something. As low down as Jada is, she did all the spec checks.
She probably asked her son, what are you working with, baby? Because mama gonna give him a try. Let mama Ooh, try.
Let mama have him.
Yeah. Damn.
I have no respect for Jada. I think if Jada focused more on her career and stopped being petty and nasty, she could be doing movies like iRobot.
But she's in a relationship she don't want to be in. It's
well,
hard.
Bitch, leave.
Right, I know this. We all know this. We all grown folks. If there's
promises
something...
are made to be broken.
Right.
Yep. And the sad thing about this is she's put all this out there herself. Nobody has put this out there other than her.
Yeah. Well, everything about her coochie's on the red table. But so that's what kills me about her.
But the red table got canceled by Facebook. How the fuck Facebook cancel you? Girl, we're not talking about Fox. We're not talking about we're not talking about BET canceled you. Huh. Girl, Facebook canceled your ass.
Wow.
So there is no red table.
Is that red? I hope that red table's still not in that house. I hope it's not.
That table probably is in that house that Will paying for that he not in.
Will should use it as firewood. Don't make no damn sense. Burn that damn thing. Burn the house down. I'm burning the whole house down if I'm Will.
Will need to grow up, man up, and realize she don't want you, baby. And Will is not old. Will can still live a life. It can have a plethora of coochie.
I need people in the comment section to say, do you all agree that Will needs to move on? And do y'all feel bad for Will? I'm asking people in the comment section. Because I need to know if I'm alone in this. Like, am I the only person that feels bad for Will?
Also, Drama said all of Facebook actually canceled all their shows.
Yeah, they canceled all their shows.
Bucket list.
She was one of the top shows on Facebook.
Yeah.
So... But I feel sorry for Will to a certain point.
I don't.
I said I got this much empathy for him.
I have zero.
You have had years of mental and I'm sure verbal abuse. I don't even know if physical get in the mix, but I wouldn't put it past that situation.
Let me tell you, I told Michelle earlier, they showed a video after the slap about how she treats him in their house. And she walks around with a camera recording for her little show. And she's just invading his piece, cooking breakfast. And he was like, can't you ask me?
She was like,
nigga, bye. I got to ask you nothing. You know, she just blew how he felt off.
Yeah.
There's no respect.
So I couldn't come to a house where I not only have peace, but I don't have any respect either in my own house. What?
Yeah.
Something got to change.
I can see if Jada cheated once or twice. Without all this other bullshit, no disrespect out there, not dragging in marriage. And he decided to forgive her. Okay, married people, everybody go through stuff, you know? But she's cheating on you with kids. She's dragging you. She continues to drag you. She makes you look less than a man, where you had to slap somebody to prove your manhood to the world because she's made you look like a fucking jellyfish. And you still there?
You still there.
But
still,
you know, help me understand the point that I'm separated. Why do I have to make public appearances with you? Because if I can't live with you, I don't need to be in public with you. I'm with somebody else, so I'm solo.
Again, I don't know.
But that's why I said, you know, sometimes we create our own worst karma. And Will had a good woman. a normal woman. She got tired of him running behind Jada. And see, that takes a lot of nerves and a toothache. Don't divorce me, but I'm going to run behind this bitch, though.
Right.
Are you crazy? See, his wife had more sense than him. You go run after that loser, but I'm out.
Yeah.
He need to take a book out of his ex-wife.
Exactly. I don't understand it.
Out of there, because she wasn't going to stay there.
I'm just very confused on why he was staying there.
Karma. Karma. He wanted that coochie so bad, he just had to have Jada. Well, you got her now, nigga. Enjoy.
He can't be enjoying this. He can't be. Ain't no way.
Mookie, do you you got to perform in a couple minutes, don't you?
Actually, no. The show got canceled.
Oh, well, shit. Mookie. I can get your opinion for the next topic on the table because I've been jaded out. I'm jaded out. The bitch is toxic. We'll need to move on and get some mental health.
Beautiful too, Jules. His first wife was gorgeous.
Right? Yeah. Still is.
Yeah. She's still. She's still a Puerto Rican.
Anyway.
She's a hot girl.
How many of y'all, including the people in the comments, have seen the footage of rapper Kevin Gates on stage spitting into a fan's mouth who was actually pregnant?
Oh! No! I calmed down. I don't want to hear that shit.
You know what? Because I saw the video and I was going to show it here. And I said, you know what? That's just, that shit too damn nasty.
Pregnant. She was pregnant too.
She was pregnant. He had her on a chair.
She you ain't got to go. Look, you ain't got
to go. She wanted it though.
That's what I'm saying. That's some nasty shit.
He said, I didn't spit in her mouth. I shared my energy. Nigga, that spit.
Give me a Red Bull. Don't be spitting.
I can hug you. No. I can hug one of y'all and share my energy with you. I ain't got to spit in nobody's mouth.
That's some nasty shit. I don't even like porn with spit involved. I don't. That's some of the nasty.
So you don't watch any of it then?
There's some that don't require. I look for juicy footage.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to jail. You spit around me, or if you get on my shoe, I'm going to jail.
The point is, she accepted that. Everybody on here saying, no, we don't want it. She was like,
that's the net. You know what?
She didn't think about her unborn baby. What if that nigga got something?
Right.
And you pregnant?
You pregnant, allowing somebody who's not the father, even if it was the father, do not spit in my mouth.
Do you ever realize what these people do in 2023? This is
it's too much.
It's a whole lot that goes on. It was not surprising to me. I was like, yep, that's on par with what goes on these days.
To see it. See, there's one thing of hearing about it, but then to see it just made my stomach curl. Because that's all people talk about.
Trouble.
Besides spitting, booty hole. I'm like, what is wrong mentally with y'all?
Drama said I would have transferred the energy from my fist to him. And I ain't girl.
Oh, baby. No, I would have transferred my foot in contact with them nuts. He would not bust one in a long time because I would have stomped his nuts so bad.
So this is not the first time this has happened. So before Trey Song got into all of this trouble, he was on stage. Actually, it was not on stage. It was in a hotel room. He had two women in the room with him. And he spit in their mouth, and this is what they're doing.
Going on?
This is what they're doing.
Normal sexual
Rocky, come on back in. Come on, don't try. Come on back in. Get into the game.
Yeah, I'm finna fucking throw up. I promise to God.
And Jules and Corey in the comments, y'all ain't making this conversation no damn better. Talking about pearl drops and shit. Anyhow,
on top of
this, they know the names of it.
No, it's footage that they're referring to.
My bad.
Yeah. He say it's not him.
But my thing about this whole situation is, why are folks so damn? I understand if you want to get your freak on, but I never knew of such an ass-eating pandemic since the pandemic. You know what I mean?
I started to think that's where COVID came from. All this ass eating and spitting in each other's mouth. That's where it came from. It didn't come from eating no bat soup. It came from y'all eating ass.
Well, I don't do that.
If you see a porn, you see a nigga go spit on his dick, and I'm like, what are you doing? I ain't got no KY.
They make lube for that.
That's why I said they got flavored lube. Why do we have to be so damn nasty and patchouli?
No, the mouth is the most nastiest shit on your body. This is why when I do watch, this is why I've gotten to the point. I don't care what y'all say. I'd rather watch animated cartoon porn if I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It's cleaner. Ain't nobody spitting on booties.
You see some of your favorite characters in action. You never know how blessed Peter Griffin is.
They had Alien. The alien from the movie banging somebody. I said, not Alien. I can't fuck Alien. I know if the alien busts one, is acid. His blood was acid. His blood.
Acid disintegrate. Was his skeet? That's what you take.
No, your insides disintegrate. He's like, oh, you disintegrate. Rocky, it would have made it more interesting, though, if he did bust one and was acid.
Rocky's ass. How are you feeling before we continue?
I feel better now, B.
You should know how she feels. She feels great. She's great.
I took me some extra strength stuff almost an hour before the showtime. And I sat under the dryer because my little curl cream. Y'all know that scene from with the color purple? He said, God damn, I used too much grease. That was my hair for a minute because it was just little like.
Okay, mister.
It looked like somebody bust one in my hair. I said, no.
You know what? On that note, let's go to a quick break. Let's go to a break.
I need a break. I do. I need a break after all that alien disintegrating. And now you're talking about you put too much cream in your hair. Lord have mercy. Pray
y'all
for me.
Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Are you looking for a heartwarming podcast or a podcast that's going to teach you how to do something? Well, this is not the one. Mookie Talking Dookie, the podcast, will bring you funny life stories. And not just my life. I'm going to be interviewing random people and we're going to poke fun at life, period. Because life has a way of poking fun at us, but I think it's best that we poke fun back. Because that's the only way we can survive is by laughing, smiling, and having a good time doing so. So be sure to subscribe and tune in. And let's see where this journey will take us. Mookie Talking Dookie, the podcast.
We have the Gossiping Heifer says, love Marina.
Oh, yo, I love the Gossiping Heifer. You know the Gossiping Heifer. What up?
Yo, Gossiping Heifer. Yo, Gossiping Heifers.
I love them heifers.
They are out of, they come out of Houston. Those are my homies. I do their podcast.
Houston Improv with like ends.
December 1st through the 3rd is Houston Improv. I will be there. That's a fantastic club, by the way. I love Houston. I love Texas. I love performing in Texas, period. Yes. You guys, I love you guys. Shout out to the Gossiping Heifers. And yes, you can use my shout out, my video of me shouting you guys out. You can use it anytime you want to. You are the homies. That's real talk. Gossiping Heifers. Yeah.
And we are back. Let's bring back the panel, of course, Heifer 2. And we are having a pleasant conversation with comedian Mookie G.
I just want to say that Godfrey's a vampire.
Yes.
Godfrey's a vampire because Michelle had to let me know how old he was. I said, no, the fuck he ain't.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is he?
I'm not going to put that man business out there, but he don't look
his
age.
He's in my bracket. I put you that way.
He don't look his age. He's a vampire. He's a Negro vampire.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sexy Nigerian don't age.
Vampire in Brooklyn. Well, okay.
He's a vampire from Nigeria.
The African vampire.
Y'all just saw Mookie's ad for it. It's a fabulous podcast. And I did want to touch on the latest episode of Mookie Talking Dookie, where he talks to our good friend Jules McQueen, who's in the audience. And that's what I said, Jules. I want Godfrey to play Blade. I see him in that. But first of all, I don't never know what Mookie's going to talk about. I just read the title. And I press play. So it was a pleasant surprise when I heard you talking with Jules this morning about single life and marriage. It was very interesting.
Which see, Jules
y'all,
has.
Y'all gotta tell me either y'all was finna. Was this like a last minute thing or did y'all plan it and didn't tell anyone?
We planned it, didn't tell anyone.
You fuckers.
So I'm but not what, gonna give away yeah, all the things.
I'll just say this. It was, you know, the single life versus the dating life versus married life. And what I didn't know, Jules has never had a single life at all.
I found out too.
I was like, damn, Jules, you've been at it for a long time. So y'all need to check out.
Jules has a mindset. I'm not going to be in these streets without somebody on my arm. So this is what I want. This is what I'm going to have.
That's right, man. She is not like Will Smith. She ain't sticking around for bullshit. I tell you that.
No, Jules ain't no punk bitch now. Jules ain't going for no okie doke now. If anything, I would feel sorry for her husband if he fucking you know, I'm your girl. You need somewhere to hide.
Yeah.
Fuck around. It's only certain things that you know we women can deal with, but you know,
yeah, fuck around and find out.
Learned a lot. So you guys have got to go listen to that latest episode. It's a Mookie classic.
Hey Avery.
Yes, positive black man in the building. So we didn't talk about Kevin Gates, but I want to share an observation I made the other day.
Okay.
Uh-oh. No, I watch certain podcasts when they broadcast live, and I put you like this because I still love the podcast. The podcast host had three guests on their show. All of these guests, it was two men and one woman. All of them were heavy set. But when you look at the comments, everybody was coming for the woman and making remarks about her appearance and everything else. I'm like, okay, she's in between two dudes.
Fat niggas. Come on, go on, say two fat niggas.
Yeah, go ahead. Just be real. They were all big, so they were all BB.
Yeah,
but you know, big. Michelle, did you not notice, and I don't know if anybody else notices, when they did the last Star Wars with the last, the original cast, with Princess Leia, the one that died, and they were all old, but nobody spoke on the men. They only spoke on her.
On her.
Yeah.
And we all know Harrison Ford was a fine-ass white man in his day.
Yes,
he's a frail. He a frail old ass man, and he old.
He damn near 90.
That part, but nobody spoke on him being looking old. Nobody spoke on Luke Skywalker. I don't know his original name, but nobody spoke on him too. They only came for Princess Leia.
That was an observation I just made because in a lot of spaces where there's like one or two women, and if the appearance is not flattering or attractive to the audience watching, they're not quick to tune into what the conversation is. Oh, well, look at her with this. She looked like a pumpkin and blah, blah, blah. It was just so much ridiculous nonsense in them comments. And I actually pissed me off because I'm like, you know what? I'm seeing two big Negroes on both sides. Ain't nobody said nothing about either one of these dudes. Why are y'all coming for the woman? So do you see that a lot, Mookie, about women getting harder?
This is the American way, Michelle.
Fuck the American way.
I'm being honest. For one, I see, and I hate to say this, y'all gonna get mad at me, but I see our men doing it more, attacking a woman about any damn thing. But that's the one thing men don't understand, being a woman in this country. Really, anywhere. You can't grow old gracefully.
Nope.
You can't be heavy set and just be in peace. A man can do both. You could be a fat old motherfucker and won't nobody say shit.
Shit.
Right next to your bum broke ass, they're gonna still pick Lizzo out.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate the double standard, and I will disagree with you on the part about it being America. It's not just America, it's global.
Yeah.
I think it's even worse in some countries because the Asian culture, they look at anyone that's plus size as if they are a shitty people, period.
Yeah.
But the double standard that we have when it comes to women that are overweight or when they get older, the way we treat them, I think it's disgusting as hell. Especially when they're in the spotlight. Let's look at, I don't know if you all know Pam Oliver. She's a sideline reporter in the NFL, black woman. She's older. She used to be the number one show sideline reporter for Fox. They bumped her down to a lower level, and for a younger white woman, they bumped her up. Yeah. And now people make fun of Pam Oliver, you know, her big forehead and her wigs. And she wasn't made fun of when she was younger. She was a younger, beautiful black woman. Now she's older with a big forehead and her bad wigs and the rain.
And I'm sure she had them bad wigs and that big forehead when she was younger.
Yeah, the wigs were there. The big forehead was there. It's just that she was younger. I hate that we start picking on people when they get older or when they change body-wise. They're still beautiful people. It's just that age is undefeated. We can't beat it. And then why don't we pick on men, look at me. Pick on my ass with my big ass titties and bad knees. I don't give a shit. I pick on myself. Don't just put it toward women and then put women down in the spotlight. We get on social media and pick on women. Look at this big bitch. No, look at me. Call me a big bitch because I can take it. I want to take it. Of course, women can take it, but we do it to a point to women to where they don't want to take it. They don't need to take it. They don't have to take it. Let's start spreading it on us, man. I don't give a shit. But shut the fuck up. Leave these women alone if they're not in the spotlight for that.
It's affecting women that are young girls that are your daughter's age.
Yes, because it makes them not want to grow. Stuff,
you have young girls, if they're not doing suicide, they're doing surgery shit trying to fit into the narrative.
Yep. Girl, you got people getting BBLs when they're 21. Why are you getting a BBL at 21? You ain't got your 40-year-old booty yet. That's the ass I want to see. I don't want to see a. I don't want to see your 40-year-old ass go hit when you got that BBL. That's an ass that's just out of control. We don't need that ass in life. And I'm not trying to make fun of you. You just fucked up your ass. Now you got a soggy ass and a BBL ass on top of that. That's just that don't mix together.
It looks like a Wendy Williams project. I put you that way because when Wendy got older, I'm not sure when she had her breast surgery, but
diaper booty.
It just, you know what? It makes women feel a certain way when you do age and when you do your body does change because everybody is so judgmental. But like you said, men don't get that heat like women.
The sad thing is me and Jules and somebody else, we were just talking about how we're sick of Instagram ads. Instagram ads are always about contacts, lace fronts, lose weight, lipo.
Yep.
This machine will make your booty grow. And this is one thing I have to admit that I'm happy that I never have a huge oversized ass because the women, when they after they had a baby, oh, they got in them late 30s, that ass spread it and fell. See, well, my ass spread and I ain't have a whole lot. So now I look like I got that 20-year-old bitch's booty.
You need hydraulics in the ass.
Yeah. And listen, ladies, it's men out there that will love your body naturally.
I love
a woman that got a natural body. I don't care if your titties down to your waist. Let me unfold them titties. Let's have a good time. Let me unfold them like a sushi roll, and then I let it drop. Exactly. I love it when you lay down and the titties just go. Instead of just being perky, when you lay down, they fall out to the side like that. That way I can just play down the middle and then push them together and stuff. You never know what I can do. Listen, fellas, if you like that, say that to these ladies so they know that we appreciate the body that they have. Okay? Stop body shaming these women like, oh, no, nah, all I like is a 20-year-old tight body. No, damn that. Let it loose.
Let it be something that won't nobody know about. You still think they wouldn't hit while y'all was talking shit in the comments? Let that shit be available to you. I bet your ass be knee deep.
Yep. Having a good time in it. trying to sneak out the house. Man, don't sneak out. I'm taking pictures. I saw you coming out of it after you were talking about it. Come on, man.
Why do you think there's so many women nowadays, especially when they're considered not attractive? If the dude they just slept with happened to be laying next to him, they'd be taking those bad selfies.
Post it all over IG.
I want to agree with Avery said because the sad thing is, I do understand a lot of men, y'all hate the lace front. Y'all hate the fake booties.
Right.
Y'all hate the eyelashes, but the reason why a lot of women are doing it because they don't feel whole. Because you look at the videos, you look at the commercials, you look at what social media does by itself. Mm-hmm. You can be on screen with somebody, and the first thing they want to try to do is talk about, oh, with your old ass or this and that.
Right.
Your little African booty scratcher friend tried to come for me. And I said, I'm gonna be nice because I'm on Mookie Live right now. But I'm like, nigga, I guarantee I'm probably no more than 3 years older than you. I be forgetting his name. I just know he's African. That's all I know.
Yeah. So I got a question.
But men got a bad habit of doing that kind of shit. Wanna throw out stupid shit. And I'm just like, do you not know how disrespectful you are? Because I know when I was coming up, and I would listen to a man in adult speak. You didn't talk about a woman's age. You didn't bring it up.
Mm-mm.
You didn't ask a bitch how much she weighed. And it's just like nowadays, you know, excuse me, anything goes. Well, how old are you? I know your ass is old. Bitch, I'm 2 years older than you.
And what the hell you trying to do talking to my old ass then? Don't even socialize. Right. If I'm too old, I can't comprehend your ignorant shit you talking to me. So let me just bounce out this conversation altogether.
Yeah, because I had more people pissed with your friend in the comments, but I didn't say nothing because it was your live. I said, you know, I'm going to let this nigga make it. I think the last time we was on, like, I was in the shower. He tried to say something about my voice. I said, nigga, I don't talk like that. Mm-hmm. I think he caught my hint.
Yeah, Rocky will throw out the damn the hints.
Yeah, I don't do that, you know. I don't play with people where I feel like...
Jules, I'm going to deal with your ass after this damn live, I promise you.
You know what? But I don't fuck with people if I know it's going to be like your age or your weight. Now, I call you Cutlass because your titties, when you flash me, they look like raw chicken.
Right.
It was nothing as far as, but if Mookie would have said, you know what? I don't like that. That makes me feel a certain way. I'm sorry.
I won't do it no more.
I think any grown man should know saying something about a woman's appearance, her age, should know you're going to tap a nerve.
Yep.
You're going to fucking tap a nerve.
Immediately. Period. Immediately.
Yeah.
So when I hear men do it, I have to feel, okay, he's a malicious motherfucker. You're saying that to be malicious. You're not saying it to be funny.
Right.
Or to have a sense of humor. You're being malicious because you should know better.
But I think there's a group of individuals that treat women a certain way because they anticipate them. You're going to accept my behavior because you're already considered unattractive. And you're going to accept my behavior if you want some attention. And unfortunately, there are a very small percentage of women that do go for that. And they'll be like, oh, well, you know, he's just playing with me. No, bitch, he ain't playing with you.
I'm that chick to say, I'm not playing with you. Go play with your mama. Go tell your mama she old. See what happened. Go tell your auntie she's an old bitch. I don't play with people like that. I try to keep a respectful rapport with people, but especially when I don't know you like that.
Don't come off playing with me like
don't
that.
Don't be familiar with me. And I think that's something else that society does. They don't know you, but they feel like they can play with you real quick. I hit your boy Tony up and had to check his ass. But I hit Tony up because I said I actually like Tony Love. I think he cool people.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to remain cool, Tony, this is what we're not going to do. Oh, I'm sorry. I respect y'all. I want to stay cool.
You got playhouse rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't come for me if I ain't sent for your bitch ass. Because what I'm going to do is say some shit to you that's going to hurt your feelings, and I'm going to make you cry like the true bitch you are.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's look at the next topic.
I'm just saying men need to understand this.
No, they do.
Stop playing with women like that because we deal with this every single day. It's almost like black men saying, I fear for my life when I get pulled over.
Right.
Well, hey, you know, it's certain shit that we all deal with. Even though black women, we got to deal with that bullshit too. But on top of it, we also got to automatically deal with being called ugly because we black. That's automatic. We're at the bottom of the pool because we black. But then we got to deal with our own men and immature Negroes, because men don't do this. They want to rag, like you said on that podcast about old girl, like she was the only fat motherfucker up there when she had two big ass hippos sitting next to her, or somebody looking mature. Oh, that's an old. You must be old. This is common sense. So women got to deal with that. On top of that, then don't. Then you got to deal with being sexualized too. Let me see your titty.
I ain't gonna even lie. I asked my wife to see her titties tonight. She was like, "Can we just sit here and watch TV?" I was like, "I just want to see her titties."
But you ask your wife this for real?
It's funny that you said that.
See, movie, you sexualizing your wife, even though y'all married.
I know your wife is inside your head like you a long ago to the headlines.
Nigga, really?
This nigga wrote.
I was like, look, you said watching TV.
Hey, Lisa wasn't a stranger. It was my wife. Right? Lisa.
Oh, this I will say I agree with you. It was with your wife.
Yeah.
I give you points. So she was like, what? I said, can I see a titty? It ain't like I said nothing wrong. She was like, ugh. I was
why,
like, okay,
why did
it's
you
not.
Sound like you in junior high school to y'all just start dating? Can I see a titty, baby? That just reminds me of like a second or third date where nigga been just really smiling. He been buying flowers and doing everything. Damn, can I at least just see a titty?
Can I see a nipple? Let me see a nipple. Little bit. Little nipple.
Mookie, but I feel like, you know what? Even if your wife told you no.
She didn't tell me no.
I know deep down inside, that nigga still like these titties.
Yes. No, that ain't how she felt. She was like, I'm sick of this nigga. That's what she said. I can tell you that. I can tell you exactly what she thought.
I can't even watch
like,
the damn show without him asking for body parts. Come on now.
She was like, I'm sick of this nigga right here. That's exactly what she said.
I'm going to share experience with y'all, and I will be as blunt as possible. Don't ever use PayPal.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I've been waiting on this story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So y'all know I do all kind of hustles. My main thing is my company that I do at home. I build websites. I create digital content, graphics, stuff of that nature. Had a client referred to me by a girl I know, and they were putting on this event, and I'm doing the website, logo, social media content, all this shit I'm doing. So I got my first payment in August. We trickle on down in October, and I get some additional money because they need some more stuff. So I transfer the website to the guy I'm working for. Next thing I know, I'm removed as a contributor on that website. I'm like, okay, why am I removed? Y'all know what the hell y'all doing. I just built the site for y'all. There's some stuff that needs tightening up. Write them, no response. But I do get a letter from PayPal. And the PayPal was a dispute on the first payment I got from them saying they never received the work, which we all know is bullshit. Come to find out, I'm still listed. My email is still listed on the website, so I'm still getting the correspondence that comes through the website. And old boy's wife emails the website directly. And she's addressing his business partner. And says to his business partner, I don't know if you know this man is married. We ain't separated. We ain't pending divorce. We ain't doing none of that. We are married. So obviously, they were fucking around. I said,
But you know you told that story a little backwards because, see, first you got the letter from the wife. Then they cut you off from the damn website.
No, they actually cut me off before I got that correspondence.
Oh.
So they were already slick planning. So I see this letter from the wife, and I'm like, oh, shit, that means this event ain't going down, but at least I got my money. That's when I saw the PayPal dispute. So I have a paper trail. This is one thing I always tell anybody in business. Please have a paper trail to cover your ass. I do not like texting on business. I like to have emails. So I'm sending PayPal like the yellow pages. I got every piece of paper going to them on this dispute. So I got word on my case today. They actually found in his favor.
Really?
Oh, no. Let me tell you. I don't settle for that bullshit. One thing I know, I'm a phone call your ass. I'm going to write your ass till I get the right response I need from you.
He will.
So I called them and I said, what is going on with this dispute? I've sent y'all ample amount of evidence that everything was done for this man and y'all still gave him his money. Oh, well, let me look through it. So the rep I was with was very helpful. She looked through all my paperwork and saw everything was legit. She said, I don't understand. I said, somebody in your company don't like to read.
Yeah.
Okay. She was like, no, your case is very strong. I don't see how they found this favor. So they got my account back right. So my money is not fucked with. But I do not recommend using PayPal because PayPal has a bad habit when there is a dispute. They will go with the consumer over the business owner before you get a chance to represent yourself. They also have high fees. Whenever you get paid through PayPal, they're going to take a nice little chunk out of your money.
That's why I stopped using PayPal a long time ago because I had a credit card reader. Mm-hmm. And it was to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to charge all these fees just so I can
make your money
out from doing y'all's fucking hair. I've been rid of PayPal. I recently got rid of Cash App.
Yeah.
Zelle is with my checking account.
Yeah.
So if you can't Zelle me or pay me in cash, we can't do business.
We can't do business. Because I'm going to give you a service agreement when I do services, which I got a legal service agreement with this man, and it's signed. So whatever bullshit you're trying to come up with, but this is what people do. when they make a purchase, they can easily go to PayPal and dispute the purchase, saying that the purchase was never delivered, whatever the case may be. Yeah. PayPal, I don't think they agents got time to read anything.
Lazy.
Because they said I would have had a case status by Sunday on your birthday. And they gave me a status today. But, you know, people just don't. If you do not follow up with people and stay on their ass, they will get over on you. So needless to say, the friendship I had with that lady that was screwing around with this man is no longer valid because she ended up blocking me on Facebook. That lets you know. You didn't block me, but I ain't even had a chance to say a word to you. So that means you knew what was going on. Mm. So I'm telling you, people, cover your ass.
But that's what he just said, that's how a lot of folks have been stealing from clothing, like Shein and other places, because they'll sit there and say they didn't get their package or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Cash App will screw you, because see, me and another person, I don't know what had happened, but somebody had either hacked my account where they were able to see my card from Cash App. They couldn't get to my credit card.
Exactly.
So I froze my Cash App card. I said, well, I ain't got to use this shit. So I cleaned out, you know, any other users, but they were still trying to use my Cash App card. So I'm talking to Cash App. Well, if you unfreeze your card, I said, bitch, no. I'm not unfreezing my card, because if I do that, then they're going to be in my main checking account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they make a purchase, it's going to go through. I said, I got one better for you. How about I just remove and delete Cash App altogether? And that's what the fuck I did. I'm, you know, and people, I was to the point, because I was going to do that little Apple Pay on my phone, but then I read third party. I said, nope, won't be doing that either.
Yeah.
Nobody should have access to your checking account.
But you know what? Tyra told me about that. Tyra, you had to tell me, we had a conversation about that at least a year ago. Tyra hit me to that there are scammers out here saying they didn't receive services or goods. They file a dispute with PayPal and they get their money back and you out of merchandise.
No, I know it was you, Jules. I didn't, you know, but since Jules said it was her. But me and Jules had the same problem with Cash App, where somebody hacked your account, and if you got your card from Cash App visible on your app, they can see it.
Yep.
They can't go to your main checking account, but they can still try to use your Cash App.
They can still transfer funds, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I just got rid of all that shit. And PayPal saying I couldn't close them, but it don't matter because I don't have my checking account or a card, nothing linked to them.
And that's sad because people rely on these online transactions to do business. And unfortunately, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, I ain't using nothing but Zelle and Cash. Mm-hmm. That's it. So we
I don't
can't
want your check. Right. I stopped taking checks in the early 90s when I had to chase a bitch down for a bad check on her hair.
Did you say early 90s?
Yeah, in the early 90s, nigga. 90s. You was around, nigga.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. You're not...
That's when I was bootlegging because I wasn't licensed yet, but I still did this whole hair. Well, it was mid-90s, like 94, 95, around there.
Okay, okay.
Bitch wrote a check and the check bounced. Oh. So I filed, and I filed with the police department because, bitch, you're going to pay me my money. And now you finna pay these fucking fees, too, for this bounce shit. I stopped taking checks.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. Y'all got to realize the power of letter writing. Because not only did I get in PayPal's ass and got my account straight, I wrote the Texas Workforce Commission, the Department of Labor, the Better Business Bureau. Oh, I went in. Because, see, there's no way you're going to sit up here waste my time. It was pissing Rocky off because these niggas was calling me in the evening with these long, drawn-out bullshit conversations.
We be watching a good movie, smoking one, and hear these niggas just phone just beep, beep, beep. I'm like, who the fuck? Why? It is 9, 10 o'clock at night. My office hours are 9 to 5.
To 5.
Yeah. My office hours?
Awesome. 9. To 5. That's why, let me tell you something. With me doing hair, and that's why I'm glad I slowed down at the house, I had to put this phone on Do Not Disturb from 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. Because I would have people calling me 11 at night, 4 a.m. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, because the chick that put me onto that account, I'm so glad I didn't see this. The hoe text me at 1 o'clock in the morning asking about some updates. I'm like, bitch. I'm asleep.
Wow.
I didn't answer her because I didn't see it until the next morning. Thank God for her. Because had I saw it and you woke me up out of my sleep, you got cussed out. Justified. So that's where we are with these online transactions. So please watch y'all back because there are people scamming the system. For some reason, these cash payment places like to favor over the consumer before actually doing a full investigation. So
I sure will dangle their ass over balcony. I will. I am that bitch.
Don't do it, big man.
See, I know what's wrong with me. Because see, that Capricorn moon come out.
Oh, shit.
And I was just talking to Jules. I shared that I'm seeing. I said, whoever did this reel had me dying. They said when a Capricorn finds out you're cheating, the first question they ask, Michelle, why did they have the bad seed? When you wash clothes with blood in it, is it true the police can still see blood in your clothes? I'm that bitch.
Right, Diggy? No, I'm very, very cautious about how much I allow people to waste my time. And it had gotten to a point where I had to send them an email. I'm like, these are my office hours. Please, and I told them because they kept texting me shit. I was like, you got to email me. I don't do business well via text. Email me so that paper trail can start. And here we are.
But I don't do none of them. I get my paycheck automatically in my fucking account, my checking account. I've cut all that other crap out. I don't want to know. What the hell, Mookie? What the fuck? Your wife titty is not on the screen. Okay, I just want you to know that your wife's titty is not on the screen while you sitting there.
You know, I got. You know what? I'm not gonna do this with you, I ask Mookie, but I will give you a story that we could close out with, Mookie, that I know you'll have plenty to talk about. Oh, yeah, Carly Russell, the lady that faked her own abduction,
that heifer got jail time. She got in jail.
Oh, that girl that with the fake
one that kidnapped herself. Right. She kidnapped herself. She the one that heifer, the one in Alabama that kidnapped herself. She got 1 year in jail. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It ain't enough time. It's not enough time, but it's all they could give her because it's not a felony crime to kidnap yourself. But it will be after they change the law because it's going to be the Carly Russell you kidnapped yourself law because of her ass. She got 1 year in jail and a $12,000 fine.
Yeah, she got to pay that money back from them.
She got to pay that money back. Ass. My question is, how she gonna pay it back in jail? She ain't got. When she get out, what's she gonna do? What she gonna do?
Oh, she gonna be able to pay it back in jail. She gonna be pressing license plates. She gonna be some kind of work.
Making 1 cent an hour.
Hour that exactly.
Well, it may knock it down $50 by the time she get out.
Jules said, "Why she gonna write a book?" That's what Jules said, and she don't have to.
Y'all bet not buy that book. Y'all bet not buy that book.
Just like you bet not buy that other whole book.
Don't buy Jada Pinkett's book either.
Oh, I will piss on that book before I read it.
Don't. If you go to Target and you see Jada Pinkett's book, you push it off the shelf. Don't you buy that book?
He said Carly she's Russell, already out of jail.
Who? Carly Russell? She bet not be out of. How she already out? She done kidnapped herself out of jail. She better not be out of jail. How she done kidnapped herself?
Let me pull up this article right here, right quick.
Put her ass back. She needs to be there for 365 days.
What? I mean, I, that girl. When I heard the teachers talking about her, they said she'd been a problem since she was in high school. She was extra. She came from helicopter parents that just believed all the bullshit she was going through, and she done lost her job. You didn't get your ex back. Let me tell you something. You got to do all that for a man.
Oh,
I know who she. Just like Will I know who she can date. I know who she can date.
Yeah, hook up with
Jada Pinkett.
Okay.
Her and Jada Pinkett will be great together. They can kidnap each other. They can talk about each other on TV. They can slap each other.
I think Jada may beat her ass, though. Jada
will whoop her ass, for real.
Carly might like that. She might need somebody to beat her. She'd slap her like that. Look, the kid is coming. I see a kid in the middle of the street. Oh, slap me. You know,
who was that? Little man. That's who she had. She saw a little man out there. Because I was like, that's a fast moving baby. I ain't never seen a baby move that fast.
Whatever you got to drive after a baby for 1 mile, I was like, hey, that baby is moving.
That baby was getting it. You understand me?
You know what? What's that cartoon, Dash? That's who she was chasing.
Incredibles.
Thank you, the Incredibles.
Yeah, we talked about Jada earlier, y'all, so y'all going to have to watch the replay on that one.
Who come in here late talking about Jada? We ain't going back. We talked about Jada for 35, 40 minutes. And you come in here this late talking. We did that early in the show. This is the Gossip and Heifers featuring Mookie today. We did that. That was the first thing we talked about. Now you bring your ass in here late asking you know that was gonna be the first thing on the agenda. Go kidnap yourself coming in here late asking that question. Go call it Russell yourself coming in here late all like that and shit. Now I done got all round up again and shit.
But I mean, other than that, I'm hoping that Jada's book flops, and I hate to put that out there, but I just think the way she's going about it is toxic. So we'll see how that goes.
I did. I liked it. I like go. That was good. Go Rocky. Oh. Go Rocky. Go.
Hercules. Yeah, I don't. Girl. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, don't worry about Mookie. Mookie always gonna talk shit. So just watch the replay. We start like Mookie said, 35 minutes plus.
Oh, if I hurt somebody's feelings, look, I'm sorry. I apologize to you. That's just me having fun.
I don't think you hurt nobody's feelings. I'll just,
who was it? Let me say, because I can't see the comments. I want to say it. Their name.
I'll put it right here camera. For you.
So that, who is that? I can't read, dog. What they say?
Yeah, I got two. Say he cockeyed from his contacts.
I got two different contacts in. I got one for long, one for short. And I got them yesterday, so they ain't clicked in yet.
Oh, well, let me
baby was
booking. That's my problem. Okay. I won't wear my glasses. I'll be going through channels. I'll be like, Michelle,
wait. No, I can't see yet. Look, when y'all was talking, when I had it up here like this, I was trying to see. I can't see yet.
I can't take it. Oh, my God. But I think that's going to do it. But I mean, because we spent the majority of the show on Jada. Talked about PayPal, his other online application. Y'all got to watch y'all ass with when it comes to y'all money. And Mookie, please tell the good people where they can find you and where you're performing at.
Hey, listen, you can find me. Go to MookieG.com. That'll take you to all my social media sites. It'll give you all of my show dates that are on there. Are you pulling the Michael Jackson up there, Rocky?
I'm trying to figure out. I said, why is this one curl falling like Michael Jackson?
Anyway, as I was saying before Michael Jackson interrupted me, I was just saying, just head to my website, MookieG.com. You can find me on social media, any upcoming show dates that I have. You know, I appreciate the support. Follow me on social media as well. I appreciate it. When you see my titties, go ahead and give them a squeeze. And since my wife won't show me her titties, if y'all show me yours, it's cool too. All right.
And you ain't getting no Mardi Gras beads when you flash Mookie, okay? You probably get a chicken wing. God damn.
Shake them like a salt singer. Shake them like a salt singer. Shake them like a salt singer.
That's what I'm talking about, honey.
Mookie, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on, brother. We're going to definitely
get y'all.
We about to get a little petty before. That's why I was saying I'm a cam your dad because I know you're not that kind of person.
I know y'all take it easy.
For the petty. I won't see Mookie face.
No, goodbye. Peace.
Goodbye. Mookie G, everybody. Thank you, Mookie, again for being up here.
One pearl or two. I think one pearl or two left already.
Oh, my God.
He came in, spoke, and left. I don't think he got enough attention, so he left.
Okay, you know what? Let me just say this. I'm tired of people wanting so much attention. You know, when you're an adult, there's things you don't want to deal with. And usually when you don't want to deal with them, you wrap it up and move on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can sit there and try to rectify a situation. If it's not fixable, don't worry about it. Just move on. There's people on Instagram particularly that can't let well enough lay low.
I'm laughing at Z.
Z ain't got...
People got to understand, sometimes your friendship not even friendship.
Your acquaintanceship.
Your acquaintance didn't mean shit to them, especially when you're found out. And a lot of people have got to realize when you're not a good liar, when you're not good at your mess, and when your stuff comes out and people choose not to fuck with you. And my thing is, you know what you did. You know what you've been doing. Yo, man, just disappear quietly and shut up.
Right. Because I've just never seen a generation or just a group of people that when you decide to move away from them, not deal with them anymore, there's just so much more. Why and who and then they going around asking folks, are we still good? Like, what? If you would stop being a messy ass bitch, you wouldn't have to worry about inboxing people. showing up in different stuff and wondering why you got blocked. Stop being fucking messy. Do something.
If you want to know the truth, you need to go to the source.
That
if you know before the person blocked you, or you feel like they acting funny and moving funny, and then too, come on, Lyle, let's keep it real. Let's just say if I said something about Mookie behind his back,
right?
And Mookie got wind of it. Now Mookie like, okay, I'm gonna back up off of you. Now I can notice Mookie backed up off of me, but right. I could be like, damn, I wanted he find out what I said. Well, let me leave him alone. See, people want to act like they didn't do anything or they don't understand. And then some people are just so entertained by toxic drama. I am not entertained by it. I'm entertained by laughter, a good blunt, and some good sex.
Oh, I like all the above.
That's not laughter, you know, family time. You know, I like to be able to cook a good meal and watch everybody enjoy it. That's me.
That's your joy.
That's my joy. My joy is not coming in dragging somebody or lying on somebody or stirring a mess. That is not me. And it's not my sister either.
No, it's neither one of us. And my thing is, I'm going to be even more blunt about it. When you call yourself representing God,
well, you got to watch those people.
You got this is what puts the attitude I have about church. Like I said, I know church is a good place for some people to get the word and the message and meet certain people, but I've dealt with people who are deep in the church. And that's what turned me off, because I saw some of the most ratchet shit behind the scenes of churches. So that's why I'm more spiritual, so it's rocky.
Yeah.
But when you're supposed to be a representative of any type of church and you spend your time not spreading the word, but starting nonsense, that lets me know you're a sick ass individual, because how are you wearing God's hat in 1 second and doing bullshit the next?
I can see why that's so easy, because religion has nothing to do with God. Religion is like a little cult or gathering of a group. Since we became spiritual, I became way closer to God, because like I've always told everybody, I don't need any man to get to my God. Mm-hmm. God lives within me. God is a powerful energy. We can all tap into it. When I see people quoting Bible scriptures, I like to remind them Satan knows it too, probably better than you. So I don't go for a lot of shit with organized religion, because I think about all the wars, all the deaths from organized religion, and all of the main big organized religion on how they okayed slavery, how they okayed the killing of Indians. Mm-hmm. So I'm good on organized religion.
And so with you being a representative of organized religion, because I'm sure the person will watch the playback, you don't have to guess on if we're talking about you. Yes, we are. And personally, I'm tired of the shenanigans that not only that you've stirred up, but the shenanigans you continue to do. And I want to say, for this individual who's in a certain age bracket, I need you to do something with yourself.
Yeah, he was old enough to babysit me.
I need you to really look at yourself and see why you're so bored. And see why, thank you, Tuggle, yeah, Israel right now. Why are you so entertained by toxic shit? My days, I'm like this. I like to live my life peaceful. I like to have a good conversation, but that's behind the scenes. We do jokes and giggles and shit behind the scenes, but I'm not dragging out people publicly, personally, and getting entertained by it.
There's nothing that there's really no loop to be.
There's no loop. It's just
it's a loop that they doing, because see, what brought me joy was my nephew loves Eggs Benedict. I introduced him to Eggs Benedict, and I won't cook it for him too often because it takes a lot of eggs. So I said, you know, I'm gonna make my baby eggs. And the joy I got from watching him get up.
Oh yeah,
that was excited about that. I said, guess what, Auntie finna make for you?
Mm-hmm.
Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, simple shit like that make me happy.
I just don't find the reason for the nonsense. So I'm hoping that the person watches the playback, and I'm sure if y'all are in the loop,
they probably sitting in the cut.
Yeah, you probably sitting in the cut, making shit on the playback. So I really need you to get somewhere, go somewhere, because I let myself get pulled out of character because I was so agitated with the situation. and I went off.
Don't give them people that energy because that's what they want.
And see, that is, and had that person been in the room, they would have reached their target. They would have got their goal. Oh, I made her come out of character. She was cussing and carrying on, and I could play victim longer. So I'll just say this. I want to have a conversation with this person.
Oh, Lord.
And this person will not do it. Because, see, I'm a grown-ass woman. When I have a problem with you or what you're doing, how you're moving, I have no problem picking up the phone or talking to you in a DM so we can rectify the situation. But, see, I know this person won't do it because they want to play victim longer. So, when you watch the playback, I hope you have fun.
I'm playing, too. Nah, I've been noticing some shit too, Jules. We got to talk to you behind the scenes.
That'll be behind the scenes conversation. That's how we do
girl,
it.
Girl, but I'm pissed. Why you fuck that nigga? I got to hang there. I got to click.
Look, y'all, it's been great. We're going to be back next week, y'all. So, Rocky, you already know. You got any closing thoughts before you take us about this piece?
Yeah, stop being punk bitches and grow up. And I holla.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Gossipinefas podcast. We hope you had a blast plus during this episode. And if you did, we appreciate your support. Please take a moment to leave us a sparkling 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Your feedback means the world to us. Remember, you can join our lively conversations live every Wednesday on YouTube at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So mark your calendars and don't miss out on the fun. If you're interested in becoming a show sponsor or learning more about us, please visit our website at gossipinefas.com. Thanks again for being part of our podcast community. We can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode.